The former rebel force of South Sudan, Sudan People's Liberation Army, also missed the end of June deadline to withdraw all of its troops from Abyei. But the SPLA chief of staff, Oye Ajak Deng, tells VOA that while almost 90% of his soldiers have been moved out of Abyei town, government troops still remain there in full force.
They should have started pulling out their forces the 30th, but we have not seen any movement on their side. Of course, we are very, very much concerned. Definitely, there is tension. If they continue to remain there, of course, it's complicating the matter again.
Abyei, which sits on rich oil fields straddling the north-south border, is claimed by both sides. Its disputed status has long threatened a fragile peace deal the rebels in Khartoum signed in 2005 to end more than two decades of civil war. An international boundary commission determined that Abyei belongs to the south, but Khartoum has refused to recognize the findings. In mid-May, fierce clashes between northern and southern troops in Abyei destroyed the town and sent as many as 100,000 people fleeing for safety. The fighting renewed fears that the two sides could slide back into a civil war. Last month, the political arm of the SPLA and Khartoum's ruling National Congress Party drew up a roadmap for peace in Abyei, which included an agreement for a full military withdrawal and the deployment of a special joint unit of northern and southern troops and a new police force. A battalion of 320 soldiers from the SPLA and 319 from Khartoum is in place, but the police force has not arrived, and the joint unit cannot take full charge of security in Abyei until the military withdrawal is complete. A special advisor to Sudan's Information and State Ministry, Rabia Abdul Arthi, says technical and logistical issues have delayed the withdrawal of northern troops from Abyei town. But he says the troops are moving out.
According to the information that I have been aware of, the withdrawal of government forces has started, and within few days, this withdrawal will be complete. There is no differences between the two parties, and the government is not insisting to keep the troops in Abyei area. This is not the situation.
The roadmap also calls for the Hague's Permanent Court for Arbitration to decide whether or not the Abyei Boundary Commission exceeded its mandate in its 2005 ruling. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.